When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Am I waiting for something?
No, go ahead. Mike, whenever you want.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, I usually just slide it into casual conversation. You guys have robbed me of that today.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Really what the apologize. Wait, Jen, are you bouncing on a chair?
I'm bouncing on the ball.
Yeah, all right. That's what I meant. Yeah, we're sorry. We were just living because we knew Mikey A has got, he's on vacay. Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right.
He's in Florida.
Let's get this going
Couldn't you tell?
Yeah.
He does give off extremely vacation-y vibes right now. Oh, wait, what's beer, barbecue, and what's the bottom one?
Freedom.
Ah, beer, barbecue, and freedom.
I bought this down the Walmart in Naples, Florida.
Oh, my God.
$5.48 on sale.
It is important to have a good vacation shirt. Like, one, you just know I'm going to come down here. I'm going to do a little bit of sweating in. If it gets stained up, it's going to be all right. It's actually eerily similar to an idea that one of our friends had on Jake's bachelor party, which was a service for bachelor party clothes, where you'd be sent an outfit for a place relative or okay for the occasion that's not made out of extensive material, so that when you're done, you can just burn it all.
That's a good idea.
So you don't have to chip vomit off it.
Yes.
Exactly.
I noticed how Mikey A shirt came with an accent, just like Brian Kelly.
Very true. He slipped right into it.
He did.
You have to go down the Walmart.
Down to the Walmart. Not down to the Walmart. Just down to the Walmart is a very important distinction. Welcome to Sorry in Advance, the Golic Family Podcast. I am Mike Golic Jr. alongside the vast majority of my family today. Not all of the family today. Apparently, Sydney and Ben, who are in the middle of a move, can't stop and take time to do this podcast, even though I just drove across country and did several podcasts during the entire time while pulling a 4x8 U-Haul wagon. So it's not to say that I'm a lot tougher than them, but it's just to say I'm a lot tougher than them.
Well, the one thing, Ben did send a text about Sydney. So again, as you mentioned, Mike, they moved in. Today's moving day. They're moving all their furniture in. So it's a lot of hard work. And this from Ben: Sid cleaned the inside and outside of our sliding door, and that's it. And then turned to me and said, "We should have people come and clean our house."
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Moving does bring out the worst in people, though.
That's fair. That's fair.
It does.
God. One slider. What a piece of shit. Come on.
I mean, listen, Jenny is right. I spent the better part of the last 2 weeks being the absolute garbage bucket worst version of myself. So I can't really front on a lot of that.
That's true.
All right. That's why they're not here. They will not be joining us. So we have no Ben Brainbuster this time. Usually he's not on. Sydney does it, but neither one of them on. And God knows the rest of us aren't smart enough to find our own Brainbuster. So that's out.
No, we say we got one Mikey A mind melder in last week, but again, he's on vacation. He already didn't ask for any of this. And so asking for a mind melder in this spot might be a bridge too far, Mikey A.
But I actually have a question for the Golics. It's based on something I did this week, and it sent me down a rabbit hole, and I can't wait to ask you guys and hear your answers.
Oh, okay.
So?
Oh, you want me to do it now? All right. I didn't know you. All right. No, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I can give you the menu items that we've got today here. We are going to make good on an idea that Mikey A proposed a long time ago. We've got some important updates on the golf outing coming up here. We've got to get official picks on the board for the impending childbirth for Jake and Jenny, and make sure that we've got height, weight, speed, all guests and accounted for, Price is Right rules, closest without going over is going to win you the showdown. But before we get to that, Mikey A, you've got something you've been cooking up here.
Okay, so my sister-in-law, her nickname is Trash Palette. We call her Trash Palette, okay? Because she swears that there's a lot of them, but the one that really gets us is she swears there is no difference in a chicken sandwich from any of the fast food restaurants. Popeyes is the same as Chick-fil-A, is the same as McDonald's, is the same as all of them. So what I did was me and my brother, in her face, did a blindfold taste test. All the chicken sandwiches, there were seven of them. And we rated them and guessed where they're from. And of course, because she's a trash palate, we actually nailed, like, I think I went 5 for 7 and of course rated Popeyes and Chick-fil-A at the top. But when it was over, I looked down, took the blindfold off, and there were just 7 chicken sandwiches that were mostly eaten, and I felt so disgusting. So what I need to ask the Golics is this. What is the most embarrassed or ashamed you've ever been when it comes to food?
Still waiting.
I can give you mine while everyone else thinks on this, because I won't say the most embarrassed or ashamed, but this is the one that definitely, like, it's like if there was a rock bottom in my food consumption career, it was this. It was when we were living in our first house in Connecticut. We got back from, I think it must have been Costco, because there were a lot of like the samples and stuff out there that we had been eating that day. But I remember we had just randomly, me and Jake, found what was like a Tupperware container full of small donuts in one of the aisles. And I was like, oh yeah, game time. And so it turned into, somehow on the course of the ride home, a small donut had gotten stuck in the car tire of my parents' car. And somehow that donut, a chocolate donut, had survived the whole ride home, mashed into that tread. And I got home and in a fit of childhood fatness, plucked it off the tire and ate it. And it hurt as bad as it should have. It is to this day the grimiest thing I've ever done. And I've eaten a, what do they used to call it? A jawbreaker.
That
got rolled down the middle aisle of a school bus. Like, I've done a lot of nasty stuff, but the tire donut is probably the worst.
You've eaten a half-eaten kudos out of your mother's hand from your sister's mouth. And that's worse.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That is pretty bad.
You do have some bad ones, Mike.
I don't have one.
I think for Jenny and I don't know, you'll probably agree with me, it's not so much what we've done with food, it's our consumption of food and how fast we eat compared to everybody else.
Yeah, we've been a little more conscious lately, because people, when we go out to dinner with people, it's embarrassing. But I have a personal one that was an accident.
Go ahead.
So in college, we would always go out on like Thursdays and we would get Starbucks hot chocolates. And so there's 4 girls living together. We're all, you know, sitting around the island. And one of my roommates, oh my God, has a stomach issue and had taken a sip and then kind of gone around the corner and puked it all back up into the cup and capped the cup.
Oh no.
And I did not know. And I mean, when I went for like the biggest sip of this hot chocolate and I said, why is it so foamy and not and asked my roommates, it's one of them. I could not stop puking after Did that and everybody was laughing. I mean, I took I opened the top to see
so happy I asked this.
Did you throw up, Jenny?
Oh yeah. I like, you know, I lived in a condo that had the half bath and the and I went, is that your puke? Everybody else laughed, but yeah.
Oh, because it's funny.
Yeah.
Wait, you can tell the story about your brother, Bob.
I was just thinking of that. I was, there was this bar growing up that I bartended at when I was probably 19 years old. They didn't really care. And I remember my brother Bob came in one night and someone offered him some Copenhagen and he had never dipped before. And he was pretty hammered. And so the guy showed him how. So he took this big dip and put it, you know, in his lip. And, you know, I'm just going through the night, seeing, giving him a drink every now and then. And what, so this a while later, I walked by and I noticed there was no spit cup. I said, Bob, what are you spitting this into? And he said, spitting it. I'm supposed to spit it. I'm like, okay, you're going to throw up later. Okay. So you need to eat something to get it in your stomach. On the way home, he stopped at a 7-Eleven and bought one of those burritos and put it in the 7-Eleven microwave, ate that, got home and threw up all over the side of his house. He had just for like 2 hours been swallowing dip juice while he was drinking.
That's dip so juice. Disgusting.
Just gut and gaggers, man. Gut and gaggers.
That's how you get the big buzz, man. That's what you got to do.
Oh, God, that's just awful.
We had a strength coach in college who's an older guy, like looked like a military vet, but I don't think was. And we used to come in every day, and all he'd be doing is doing easy bar bicep curls with a knee brace on and gut and dips. And that was how I knew he was the type of strong that we all aspire to be.
Wait, so people really do that?
Oh yeah, people gut their dips, especially guys that have like dipped for a long time. Like they just kind of gotten used to it. At some point, like you're not going to get all of it out, so you kind of get used to it and build up a tolerance. And yeah, if some guys aren't in a place where they can spit, they'll just gut it.
That's
just disgusting.
Oh my god.
No thanks.
Yeah.
I don't think I really have one.
I certainly don't really have one. No.
We can all admit we've like thrown something away in the trash though and said, I'm not going to eat that again. And then gone in
and
trash,
gone again.
Right?
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. George Costanza move from Seinfeld. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't even feel bad when I do that. Nah. not one bit.
You wouldn't go into someone else's garbage though, would you?
Well, it depends.
I'm going to yours.
Depends.
Yeah.
I'm going to yours.
Yeah.
How high over the rim it is.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. If you're not digging too deep for it. Yeah, you would do it. So are you satisfied with some of these answers, Mikey A?
You know, I said beforehand when it was just Jenny and Jake on, I said I knew Jenny was going to have a good one. I was excited to hear Mike's. I was excited to hear Sid's. And we'll have to come back and ask Sid this because I knew you guys wouldn't let me down, and you didn't.
Yeah, Jenny, you win again. You are just,
That's disgusting.
Though, yeah. It's not funny. It's just gross.
No. It is.
Drinking mystery puke is, well, I guess it wasn't a mystery puke. You were able to solve that pretty quick, but.
Disgusting.
Oh, God.
I mean, that was what almost happened to me on the road trip a couple of times to where, so I found out, fellas, life hack, if you're on a road trip, no free ads, but Oddi Irmer Ite as a sports drink that you can have at gas stations has the widest top on the bottle and makes it the easiest for road peeing.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, pretty routinely piss in those. And then I would forget because the problem with that container is it's got wrapping on the outside, so you can't see the yellow. And so I would just forget as the ride was going, and I would just reach over instinctively to go take a drink and stop myself like right before I started twisting the cap off just because it was still warm. But I was reaching to drink my own piss on a pretty routine basis.
Well, you know, if you're stuck on an island, that's what
you did drink buttermilk, right?
I did drink buttermilk. I thought it was regular milk one time.
Took a huge swig out of the carton.
I tell you, it's good as shit.
No. You like buttermilk? Oh.
I don't know. I figured it's just nice and rich. I don't know if I've ever had straight buttermilk, but.
Isn't that like vinegary-ish?
It's buttermilk is milk with an acid, like citrus, like lemon.
I thought you were going to say milk with some ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Ass milk.
Ass milk is a little bit different.
That's
speaking of.
Yeah.
Wait, I was speaking of ass milk. I don't know why that just caught me. So this is actually a pretty good tangent for that. We had this discussion with some of my extended family about breast milk because obviously we're coming up on that thing.
Uh-huh.
Would you try your own breast milk or your wife's breast milk or your spouse's breast milk?
Yes. Yeah. I
would. 100%.
Yeah. I would.
My own? Yeah. I guess if I'm feeding it to my baby. Yeah.
Sure.
Is breast milk like thicker than regular milk?
I don't, it's probably like whole milk, I would say, because it's nutrient dense, I would say. So, but I'm guessing.
Jenny, I don't know this. You certainly can answer how you want. Are you breastfeeding or no?
I mean, I said that, but my doctor was like, if all goes well, like you have no idea like how much right. you have, but no, my brother just had a baby and he feels the same way we did, except my extended family was like, hell no. Like I would never try it. Blah, blah, blah. I've never tried it. But finally, he seems like he's on their side.
Mikey A, making a little face here.
Accidentally, I have tried.
And?
It's not good.
It's not good?
It's not good.
So I'm curious, though, because I just found out that it is sweeter from what I've heard. But I mean, maybe everybody's tastes different.
Would a bowl of Fruit Loops make it taste okay?
I was just going to ask Mike Gay, did you like accidentally put it in a bowl of cereal or something?
Yeah.
It's how do I say it? It doesn't only come out when the baby's on there.
Mikey A for the win.
Oh God.
You didn't want to throw that in the food tank? Oh man.
A big strong boy.
Oh my God, Mikey.
Okay. I tried to dance around and just, nope.
Oh wow.
Oh God. Okay.
That's up there with a wet dream of Jenny's.
Congrats on the sex, partner.
Yeah.
Twice.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Sex receipts for everyone. Speaking of breast milk and baby related things, we were just coming off the baby shower for Jake and Jenny, which had to have set a record for the least baby shower of all time. It was essentially just a barbecue where I think most people, if you would plop someone down into that baby shower and ask them, what is this occasion for? They would have said, oh, this is a birthday party for their dog Chip.
Yes, 100%. Chip themed it all. Well, I went to the dog park yesterday and I was talking about it and they were like, oh yeah, we saw it was like a Chip themed party.
Why was it? Why did it end up that way? You're having a baby. You already have Chip.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, I'm just saying baby showers suck. I know that everything's cute, but I don't like opening gifts in front of people. I think favors that have to do with the baby are stupid. I think that nobody wants to sit around and write you advice. So I asked my parents if I could just have a barbecue. And they were like, sure. And we have the most desserts I think ever at any shower possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had our only game that we played was if draw a sketch of Chip for a chance to win a $50 Visa gift card. Some people got really into it. Including we lost Mike's. Mike's was actually really? The best on paper.
Yep.
And then we found Mike's at the end of the night only to find out that my little cousins hit it because Mike's was too good.
So yeah. They wanted to win. So they hit it.
This was sabotage. I was walking out of here and I was very proud of my drawing. Like our Aunt Liz is a very artistic person. She's a painter. She was always going to win this. And she did like a very detailed drawing of Chip on a paint app on her phone. She sat there and with her fingers drew one of the most beautiful pictures of a dog I've ever seen. I got down and just copied a picture of Chip that I had on my phone and drew it by hand. And your little cousins stole the shit because they wanted to win, which I actually begrudgingly have to respect.
Ooh, I feel opposite. I said, now you're not getting it. Like even though one of them drew a pretty good picture of Chip and I was like, oh, maybe I'll just let him win, you know? And then when I found out he hid yours under the plate, I said, nope, I don't condone that. You don't win now.
How old is Leo?
Six.
Six. Okay. I mean,
he's got to know better.
No, because Michael found it. The other one who's right. Eight and found it. And he's like, oh, it was under the plate. And Leo goes, oh, no, I'm not going to win.
Oh like, my it was God. So obvious. So he didn't even hide it well.
No.
He didn't even lie well. Yeah. Yeah.
He knew it was so good. He even traced Mike's. after.
Oh, wow.
He had multiple submissions. Yeah.
Jake, wow. Did you care that it was? Jake, did you care that it wasn't really a baby shower? Were you just along for the ride?
Oh, no, I didn't care at all. I mean, it was exactly what it needed to be. It was just a gathering of friends and family just to eat some food and shoot the shit for a bit.
Jenny, did your mom care?
Yes.
Yes.
I figured she
did. We have some damage control going on there?
Well, no, now. So it was this whole thing going into it. She did care because she threw my sister-in-law's 2 months ago at a hall with like a real bartender, like very traditional shower. And I wanted the complete opposite. But at the end, as people were leaving, three people told my mom it was the best baby shower they've ever been to.
Really? There you go. You
and then
vindicated.
I think now my mom's like, all right, so.
And you did open the presents with her the next day. So
we did. Yes.
Okay. So that she got a little taste of that. To be a part of that. So that's good.
Yep.
So good.
It was great.
Good. Good. Mikey A wasn't the only one getting a taste on this podcast.
Oh, well done.
In the interest of that, mom and dad, you've been taking bets because this is a family who hosts a lot of podcasts sponsored by DraftKings. And so it wouldn't be right if we didn't set some parameters for the baby here. So do we have guesses for everyone? Height, weight, speed of the baby?
Well, I have Sydney and Ben's. Because they're not here. But I thought maybe something fun we could do is open it up to the listeners. And if they put it in our review section of our podcast, their guess, I can send them some sorry in advance gear.
Yeah, whoever hits.
Ooh, I was going to say Levain cookies.
Get
Levain cookies.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. Closest to the pen.
Yeah.
So we'll open it up to them. But Sydney said, your baby will be born on July 7th.
We have to get the date too.
Yes, 11:42 p.m., 7 pounds, 6 ounces, and 19 inches long.
Wait a minute. We got to give a time. I mean, how are we going to decide who's going to be right on this?
Closest to the pin.
Yeah. It's closest without going over. Price is right rules.
But what if you're over on one thing, like a day?
Listen, then we'll cross
that bridge.
We'll figure it out.
All right.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Do you have these written down?
Yeah. Ben said 7 pounds, 5 ounces, 18 inches long, which is very short. 3 a.m. on the 4th of July.
Boy, they have them going early.
Yeah. I said you'll be born on July 15th, or he'll be born on July 15th, 8.2 ounces at 4:44 a.m. and 20 and a half inches.
Boy, that's a big kid.
Uh-huh.
I like you'll be born as if Jake and Jenny, upon the birth of Jackson, are going to put little earbuds in and be go, listen to your family talk about you.
So do you want to write the rest of ours down?
Yes, I will write the rest down.
I'm going to say.
All right, I'll give you a visual.
Okay.
Jenny is giving us a visual of current belly size.
Wow.
Jenny's belly button defying all expectation and staying inny.
Is it still in, Jenny?
It gets deeper and Jake can confirm. We can't figure it out.
It's not even close. Not even close.
It's gotten so much deeper in 9 months. It doesn't make sense.
Wow.
It is sucking it in from the other side.
All right. So just so I know, your due date is what?
July 15th.
Okay. I say the baby is born on July 17th.
Oh,
you don't want that, bro.
Okay.
I'm not going to be there, bro.
Okay. Time?
I'm going to say 6:30 a.m.
Okay.
I'm going to say 20 and a quarter inches.
Okay.
And 7 pounds, 4 ounces.
Okay. Jake?
July 4th, 6'2", 240.
Hand timed at a 4'6".
Yeah.
I'm going early. I'm going June 30th.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next Thursday.
We'll go 4 a.m.
Okay.
We'll go 8.3 ounces.
Okay.
Big in.
19 and a half inches long.
That early.
Okay.
Jesus. I just want it for the record shown that if I wanted to be a dick and this was close, I could go back to the tape and say Jake said 8.3 ounces.
Oh, yeah. 8 pounds, 3 ounces. Okay.
All right. I also did enjoy the faraway sound in Jenny's voice where she goes, fuck, next Thursday?
Yeah. Okay, Mike Jr.
I have Capri Suns packed in my bag and that's it. So
Jenny.
That's the entirety of your hospital go bag right now?
Yeah, I started my toiletries on the side, but I was told that you can have juices if you have an epidural. So that's what I packed.
It's Capri Sun.
Because when I think of pure juice, I think of Capri Sun.
I hate sticking the straw in there.
All right, Mike Jr. and then Mike EA.
All right, I'm going to go 8 pounds, 1 ounce, okay. 22 inches.
Okay.
I'm going to go born at 6:15 p.m.
Okay.
On July 2nd.
Okay.
Saturday.
Ooh, p.m. Okay. Wow.
Okay, Mikey A.
I'm going to go July 18th. You're going late.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm going 8:11.
Oh!
Oh my God.
I'm going 20. And I'm going, you know what? I'm going to go 2:15 p.m.
Okay.
Wow. Middle of the afternoon.
Okay. All right.
Submit yours for a Levain cookie.
Yeah.
We're not going to just send them one cookie.
No, cookies. Sorry.
Yeah.
Cookies,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
Download, subscribe, rate, and review the Sorry in Advance podcast wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review with your guess of the height, weight, and speed of this baby. And by speed, I mean the date and time.
Yeah.
You'll win fabulous prizes. All right. Because I cannot physically not do this anymore, let's get to trying the confectionery delight that Mikey A has cooked up for us. Everyone should in front of them have a combination Oreo and peanut butter Ritz cracker that has been smashed into one. Jake and Jenny, you look like you don't have this.
They don't have it.
We don't have it. No.
All so right. It's I just the Jenny, three of us.
Yeah.
I saw Jenny like wiping around her face. I thought maybe she had eaten it already. I was a little worried.
No.
All right. So for anyone else that missed it, they came out with these in store in the minis version. Mikey A being ever the innovator last week, the last time we did this podcast, we went to do this with the minis. So my mom, for everyone out here in the South Bend faction, has brought together these in their full size counterpart. So we're going to give these a shot, try and give it a quick review here. Mom and Dad, you go bites first on this one. So we don't have a bunch of people chewing all at once and no one talking. Ted the Bulldog has now also made an appearance. He would very much like a Cookums.
Oh, it's actually pretty good.
Why you say like that's surprising? Like it's you wait. Oh, that's right. Who are the people that were like wrongly against this combination?
I was. We Jenny both were. Dad? No, mom was too.
Us three. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
As it goes down, the peanut butter takes over.
Yeah.
And I would rather the Oreo cream take over. It's more of a salty.
The salty is more prominent than the sweet.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay.
Well, I disagree with you guys. The aftertaste to me gives you a lot more Oreo. I think the cream does a good job of diluting the peanut butter. And I think you guys are dead ass wrong and a couple of haters.
I wonder if it's different for different people. Like if your palate.
It's different for Mike because he's wrong.
Because I really just taste the Ritz more than I taste the Oreo.
I wonder if it depends which side you bite. What's on top when you bite?
It's also confirmation bias. I would say as well, you came into this not wanting it to taste good. And maybe it's like, the Laurel Yanny thing too.
If it tasted great, I would admit it. It's food for God's sake.
I mean, it doesn't taste bad.
No, it's not like I spit it out. I mean, if that was the last thing on earth, I'd eat it all day.
Yeah. So. But I'd rather have a plain Oreo.
Yeah, me too.
Mikey A, what was yours?
Yeah.
I thought the Oreo cream was the thing I tasted the most. And the chocolate. I got a little bit of saltiness, and I am a little bit more with them though. And I liked it. It didn't knock me off my socks. I wanted it to be better than it was.
Yeah. I think that's a good line. I wanted it to be better.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't reach for it if it was there. Like it wouldn't be my go-to thing.
No.
So, but oh, well, kudos to them for trying.
Would may not work for everyone. Yeah, right. We're fans of innovation around here, especially in this field. And now I'm going to be drooling.
Mike, let me ask you. Plate of Oreos, plate of peanut butter Ritz, and a plate of those. Which one are you reaching?
Oh God,
yeah, Oreos. I mean, the plate of Oreos is going.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, there you go. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I probably picked those last.
Yeah. Really?
I'm a peanut butter fiend.
You're salted. Oh, guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll do.
Gotcha. See, it just depends on your palate.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right.
Different strokes for different folks. All right, here, official podcast business now also, as we have the upcoming Golic Subpar Classic golf outing that's coming up. If you're listening to this podcast, the golf outing is June 26th and 27th. I know some people may be coming back to this late, but for anyone that's getting this as it comes out here, very cool and exciting opportunities, because when this podcast posts, likely the silent auction will also be up and available for everyone to be involved with. I'm currently drooling because of the Oreo and Ritz Bits cracker. So this is going to be something that I just have to battle through. But so Mom, we already had the
front row seats to Billy Joel and two tickets to our party Sunday night. That already was up for auction, and we appreciate somebody bid $1,750 for that. So
that was
awesome.
You're and welcome.
Again,
we'll see you Saturday, Mikey.
As we're taping this, just know the actual date, June 22nd, is the date that some of the silent auction items we are going to put online, because we know everybody obviously can't make it to this thing, but we're going to give everybody a chance to bid on some of these silent auction items.
And we have some good things.
Yeah, we do. And it's GolicSubparClassic.com.
And we'll all retweet it. But yeah, if you're not on Twitter, it's GolicSubparClassic.com.
Yeah, it'll be on there June 22nd through the tournament, I believe. And yeah, there's some really, really good items up there. And
Mike, you have the list, right?
I do have the list. Now, I know the one that I wanted to shout out here just because I saw Pete Sampson, who covers Notre Dame for The Athletic, tweet out that in the announcement about Notre Dame's upcoming season and the ticket releases, one thing that was put out there was that tickets for the Shamrock Series game, which would be this year, the Notre Dame BYU game in Las Vegas, would not be made available to the public. And that is particularly noteworthy because one of our silent auction items is the 2020 Shamrock Series trip to Vegas, which includes two tickets in the Notre Dame program allotment to the 2020 Shamrock Series game October 8th with complimentary three-night stay in a deluxe king room in the MGM Grand Hotel. So you would get all of that involved in this, in addition to tickets that are going to be very hard to come by for a game at a stadium that is incredible. You guys saw the inside of that all last season during the Las Vegas Raiders home games. It really is one of these like towering football shrines in modern times. So definitely a great one for everyone to check out. Mom, were there any other ones that you wanted to shout out as well?
Well, I thought anybody listening to this podcast, we are auctioning off a chance to be a guest on this podcast.
Yeah.
So they might be interested in that.
We would love a guest. True.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have the only guest that we have had on this podcast. So again, in the storied history of this podcast, however many years we've done this now, we have only had one career guest. That is Flint Minshew, the father of Gardner Minshew, who famously made his appearance in the Jacksonville stands and was deemed an absolute unit by the internet. He was very dad jacked and was a great guest on the podcast. And
he was.
Since then,
We've had no one. But we still had more guests than sponsors. So we're looking to change that as well.
We might actually pay you to come on and be a guest.
Name your price. Yeah. So that will also be an auction item there. And obviously, you know, if you're in the South Bend area for a game, maybe that's a live taping with my parents when they're out here. We'll figure out the best way that can go for everyone involved. But again, that is one of the many silent auction items we have up here. There are a lot of great experiences that people can bid on.
We've got a college game day experience. We've got a lot of jerseys.
Yeah, the college game day experience is at the Notre Dame Ohio State game. The opener. You can go behind the scenes for college game day. Yeah, a lot of jerseys, future Hall of Famer and Zach Martin.
some really great concert tickets.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of like a big variety of different things.
Yeah.
So definitely check it out because there's something for everybody on there. So.
Yep. All of those great things that everyone can check out. So make sure you check that out again, GolicSubparClassic.com. at Golic Subpar, I believe, on Twitter as well. All of our handles will certainly be pushing that out there in the coming days. So chances are, if you're seeing or finding this podcast, you will have an avenue to get here. Again, all of the money being raised here going to benefit charities in the South Bend area that are near and dear to our hearts and near and dear to so many people around here. So thank you to everyone for the support already and for the help on this. It has been greatly appreciated, and we're making no bones about it. We want money in this because this money is going to help people that desperately need it. And so you got a chance for some great experiences in that process.
Right.
Speaking of experiences, Dad, it is time for your Would You Rathers. Do you have them?
I do. I have one. And it's based around having children because, you know, Chris and I are impending grandparents here as Jenny is about to give birth. Speaking of giving birth, would you rather have a family of 12 children or never be able to have children at all?
It's easy.
Never be able to have children.
Never.
12. I'd rather have 12.
Really?
Yep. I'd rather have 12.
12 is a lot of kids, man.
You know, so expensive.
God, you know what?
We might feel differently in a couple of weeks.
Right.
But right now,
no.
No.
Do you know what 12 also means? A lot of sex. Woo!
He had to. He can't resist, can he?
I did.
Like, he ate like a gallon of breast milk in at that point.
Yeah.
Dear God. Yeah.
Mikey, how about you? Mike Jr.
Yeah, I mean, for
what about
for,
you two?
For me, this would probably be like no kids. Like at this point, I'm already like pretty far down the path of that not being the case, and so it wouldn't be a large departure from my lifestyle. And I don't know, man, like I've had a lot of friends, like all my friends love their kids. Jake and Jenny are gonna love their kids. Mom and Dad, Mikey A, sure you all love your kids, but I saw how hard it was for a lot of my friends who had twins right out of the gate, like who came out and like you had two babies all at once. And I have friends now who have four kids under the age of five and a couple of sets. I've seen that, and I am in awe of the parental ability to balance all of those things and still somehow appear a sane human being. I couldn't imagine 12. Like, I saw Cheaper by the Dozen. It pissed my mom off to no end because me and my sister called my brother FedEx, who was like the kid they made live in the attic in the movie. And my mom famously told me and my sister that we didn't have souls because we made fun of a fictional movie character in a movie that apparently she thought was the Bible now.
I did not. Stop it.
I mean, how much severity you dealt. You were so mad, Mom.
Oh,
you were screaming at them in the Hoyt parking lot. Screaming. I was not.
This is embellished completely.
You made a scene and then you reached over and you said, Mike, eat this fucking candy.
Oh, God. Here you go.
I love history's being rewritten. It's
yes,
okay.
It is.
It's okay.
All that is to say, I saw how difficult it was for 12 kids in that movie. I'm sure I would love kids if I had them, but if this is the binary presented, like, I got a pretty good life. I could probably get myself a dog or two, have a really good time. Like,
yeah. I guess that's true.
So little nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
It's definitely a zero for me. I just wonder at what point do the kids just start raising themselves? Is it like Lord of the Flies and you're just at work all day making sure there's enough, you know, kibble for all them to eat?
Well, that's what kind of happens though. The older kids get old enough where they're helping you with the younger kids.
Right, exactly.
So, that's what ends up happening.
You just have a factory where the kids just right. They run it themselves here. They operate.
They're like apprentices.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I think this is better off. Like said, like let's say you're going to be financially okay. Like you're not getting your kids aren't going to starve. You know?
Exactly.
No.
Honestly, and like two, this is also very much dictated by what your like line of work is. Because man, if I was out on a farm and I had a ton of space and shit to do, I'm like, what? Let's rack up Santa's little helpers.
Do you just consider a career change?
Yeah.
Like at 10, you're just like, hey, maybe we want to figure something else out.
At 10, you go to your parents, you're like, Dad, we want to unionize. This is bullshit.
Oh my God. Before we have to go, you guys want to pub your podcast, right?
Yeah, we had a chance, Mike and I, to interview, go to Marcus Freeman's office, the head coach at Notre Dame, and sit down with him for about a half hour. Had a wonderful chat with him. And I know it'll be on Golic and Smetty, as well as obviously Gojo as well. So you'll hear me and Mike
cross promotion,
cross intermingling of podcasts.
Cross promotion is what we're all about on this here podcast. So yeah, check that out. Gojo, Golic and Smetty, Marcus Freeman interview, Collision Course, Stupidity.
Ding, ding, ding.
All of that being said, we hit the bingo card for this podcast. So again, thank you to everybody, as always, who makes it this long and listens to this podcast. We know it was a lot of promoting, a lot of information out here, but we've been working towards this tournament for a while. We are very excited to get there. So thank you to everyone for the support there. Again, download, subscribe, rate and review, 5-star rating, review with Jenny and Jake's babies, height, weight, time, date, and give yourself a chance to win cookies and other fabulous prizes. As always, we're sorry in advance.
Sid's not.
Sid's not.